In your talk today, you haven't said anything about Europe. Surely to goodness, we've got some Canadian farmers who are interested, and some have expressed interest in going with a hormone-free product. And there are some opportunities in Europe to look at. Now, you explicitly focused on other parts of the world and didn't discuss those opportunities. I'm sure you've looked at that,
yeah.
And you've rehearsed. I'm going to ask you to rehearse an argument that you must have gone through many times in the past. But given the conditions now, why wouldn't we take another look at somehow segmenting our Canadian beef supply, segmenting Canadian markets, and finding a way into a massive, very wealthy market that pays very high prices for a commodity product?
Yeah, excellent questions. We have looked at it in detail. 3 months ago, we finished a six-month study of EU market, EU 25, and also Russia. Our industry said now's the time to take a look at is it the right time to expand our geographic focus out of Asia and out of Mexico into a new market. And the next two, we're accessing the EU 25 market and Russia. Both import about 650,000 tons of beef a year. Both have got some interesting issues around access, though. We also asked our export members, which at the end of the day are the people who must sell the beef to the markets, and they said by 2015 they intend to sell 4,700 tons to the EU and 3,400 tons to Russia. Now, that may reflect the fact that they haven't positioned themselves to be able to access that market yet. So the vision of what Europe could be to a packer may not be fully internalized yet. But what do we face in Europe? We face a couple of things. One, an 11,500-ton import quota shared with beef and bison and the United States and Canada. So that if the combination of Canada and United States, beef and bison, ship more than 11,500 tons of beef to Europe, the tariff rate goes from 20% import tax to 1,400 euros, or approximately 2,600 Canadian dollars per ton, a tax of approximately 100% import tax. So the incredibly high prices you saw in Europe live behind a wall of tariff protection that really has to start coming down before we can profitably gain that market entry. Secondly, in order for a company to sell beef to Europe, it has to do two things. One, register its beef processing establishment and receive accreditation from European inspection authorities. It's EU approval. Two, and currently there's only two plants in Canada that have that, and they both process horses, and they're both owned by Bouvry. And they're doing a great job. They're a wonderful company, but the only other plant that we had was Alsace in Edmonton, and it burnt down this year. So we don't have any other plants. A couple of plants exist in our industry now, and in the process of building, intend to seek EU registration with their facilities. It's a tough challenge. The process isn't designed to easily get that registration. Once you have your plant registration,